Unveiled with Niva Nessa, a Go Loud original podcast.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Unveiled, brought to you by Go Loud. How are you, Ness?
Hello, my Shayla.
My Shayla.
You look so handsome today, Niall.
You know, I didn't know for ages what my Shayla was. I was like, why is everyone calling each other Shaylas? But then I saw the video.
But you know, so for anyone who doesn't know what my Shayla is, it's Tyrese. Is that his name? The actor who was in Fast and Furious. It's actually a sad story that got just like turned into like a funny noise on TikTok.
Oh, stop, really?
So his daughter is actually named Shayla.
Oh.
And he's crying because, it's not funny, but he's crying because he can't see her anymore because he split up with the mom and he like missed her and he's like, my Shayla.
Oh.
I know, it's not funny, but my Shayla is perfect.
My Shayla is, it's so
a new term of endearment.
It is, totally.
And you are my Shayla.
Oh, you are my Shayla.
And yous are our Shaylas.
So how's your week been, my love?
My week? I can't even look back at the moment because I need to share with the good people what I experienced on my way in on the dark, okay? And only that I saw this in my own two eyes, I would be like, oh, that's a lie.
Yeah.
So Dart was going into town. I'm not going to name the Garda station, but like if you get the Dart, you'll know the one I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So I was kind of like poking the window and just have a little look because I'm nosy.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guard in his office playing the bagpipes. Playing the bagpipes. I was like, what?
Sorry.
I beg
like
your pardon?
Father Ted.
I literally like double took. I was like kind of looking around on the ground being like, is anyone else seeing this? Or is this me? I'm floored. I have so many questions. I'm like, is it evidence? Is it a hobby? Are you okay? Look, whatever gets the guards through their shifts. But of all the things you think you'd experience. So I wrote it into our WhatsApp group and one of our mates was like, that's like a scene from The Simpsons. And I was like, literally.
It is.
So I'm very stuck on that moment at the moment.
Otherwise, your week has been good.
My week has been good, yeah. I went to the Oyster Festival, Guinness and Oyster Festival in Hoth.
How was that?
Biggest prank of my life. Like, it was
awful.
I've never seen Hoth so barren. It was like there was nothing on.
I remember going there with Jamie and we were only kind of seeing each other at the time. And your mom was like, oysters make you moister. Oh. And me and Jamie were like...
Jamie's like, oh, four.
No, he is actually allergic to shellfish.
But you aren't.
I'm not. And I was like, but the funny thing is about it that I didn't know what he meant by that. I was like, haha, must be like another like skincare product, you know, moisture. And then he was laughing. He was like, do you not know what that means? And I was like, no. And he was like, oh, you know, gets you going for like sex. I was like, oh, I didn't know that.
So is dill, so apparently.
Dill? You know what? Dill is a very difficult herb to get.
I've been making
some food.
Well, maybe that's why.
People are milling, chomping on.
Yeah.
Dill.
Keep the marriage alive.
Well, that and ashwagandha, girls.
I have some dill at home, girls. I'm just going to say. We're doing this week for a recipe that I need to send to David, actually, because he's making that.
It's obviously something got to do with fish.
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Usually dill is with fish. What are you making without dill?
I need to review my recipe list and I'll get back to you.
Okay, fair enough. AK, she doesn't know what she's cooking. She doesn't know what she gets.
It's for the bedroom, okay? What are you using the dill for?
Placing it on my nipples. Yum, yum. No, joking. So that's how I found out about oysters make you moister. So, yeah.
Well, there was none of that at the festival.
None of that.
No. So it was...
If it's like a Guinness and Oyster Festival. You think that would be more of a summer thing?
This is what David kept saying, but like the poster looked really good. And I was like, this is going to be great. There was loads of live music, allegedly. Loads of live music. Okay.
Was there?
No, it was like a ghost town. And
what time did you go there at the live music?
Two.
Oh.
Two. And I was there
five
till
five or four they usually start.
I was there till like 7. It was just awful. And I messaged Megan, who we know, who basically is the mayor of Howth.
Oh my God, she is the mayor of Howth.
And I was like, did you go to this? She was like, no.
So
I was like,
okay. Wow, well, the mayor of Howth is saying that she didn't go. She's like,
so you have been forewarned.
Don't go.
I kind of thought it was going to be like the Docky Lobster Festival.
Oh yeah, because you enjoyed that out
there.
That
was so good.
30 euro for like a little sandwich, lobster roll.
But like, I mean, it's Docky.
And it's lobster.
Yeah.
The two going hand in hand together, really.
Storm. How was your week, Michelle?
My week was actually, I've had a really busy week this week, but I went up to County Down.
Up Down
with our Francis, my friend.
Ah, Francis.
And to say we had a gas sale time now. Now, the only sad thing was that there wasn't much nightlife, but we still made the most of it. Like, we spend, I'd say, 70% of our time in the amusements. Dropped a bomb,
I'd say,
on the bumper cars. It was like £3 each a go.
Yeah, is it sterling there?
It's pounds. No.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I just never know. I just tap up my phone the whole time.
I know.
It was pounds. I actually remember now, because when we tapped our card, a load of coins came out and they were all like pounds. I think we did every game in the place, all RV games. I think we probably spent about 120 euro between us.
Oh, between us. Whoa, that's criminal.
Yeah. And then we thought we were getting, so basically on each game you get all the tickets out, and we got so excited. There are all these, like, you know, it's like old school stuff, all the tickets come out and you're like, yeah, loaded. We were thinking we saved up the ones from the first night. We went back the second night, did more, and we were like, we're in for a fucking teddy here or something. We got a packet of Haribo sweets and a Mow Wow bar.
You wouldn't eat them though, would you?
Haribo sweets?
Not from like an amuse.
No, they're
from
just
a pack
of jellies.
Yeah.
No, they weren't carny folk. They were lovely.
Okay.
But like, it was just like little jellies. Like, it was like, they were in like plastic.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were thinking we were going to get fucking some big Whopper teddy.
Yeah, the markup there is crazy.
But it was so much fun. People are so lovely. Love the accent.
Yeah, I'm...
We did like a walk the Murrins. Yeah. Very, very, we felt very cultured, actually, to be honest with you. We saw Hen Mountain, right?
Go on.
Then we saw Kodiak Corner, beautiful spot. We could see the Sugarloaf from the mountain with binoculars. Yeah, fabulous. Then we did the Magic Road, right? You get in your car, you go down the hill, take off the engine, put down the handbrake.
Take off the engine.
And Peter goes, just watch. We started fucking moving backwards. We were like, what in the abracadabra magic is this? Going back up the road. If anyone has been to County Down and gone to the Magic Road, if not, you should go. We couldn't get over it. I have a video of it. I'll show you. It's like the car moving back. It's wild. It's like gravity not making sense.
Why does that happen?
I don't know. So there's a myth that the fairies didn't like the dam that was built, the dam wall that was built on top of Spelga Dam, and the fairies got mad and made this awkward road for people, so when they went down to it they couldn't get back up or something. Paying mad like that. Yeah, something like that.
Wow.
But it's all real magical up there. Like, there was like the giants and all they talk about. Big massive rock.
You're really near the
Giant's Causeway.
I don't think you were near there.
No, I wasn't.
The giants in the brain. You're near where Winterfell was.
Oh my God, we went to Tollymoor, Forest Park, highly recommend. We went twice, and that's where the Winterfell Walk was.
So me and David drove to that.
Did you?
Yeah.
We were in the same place. Isn't it beautiful?
It is gorgeous.
Did you do the stepping stones?
So we drove there. Now, this was after our horror hotel, right? So we were like...
Oh, you drove there and was like, oh.
We were like... And like, David is a really, really super, super chill guy. Super chill. Really bothers him.
So laid back.
Yeah, but really weird things. He'll take a stand on really weird things.
I know, like the mayonnaise.
Yeah. Or like, he'll buy, food bags, recycle food bags to recycle food in, but he won't let me use them. So like, if I'm using, he's like, why are you using them? And I'm like, well, because I don't want to use them for their function. So he takes a stand on really weird things. So we drove to Winterfell, okay? And you
Tollymoor Forest Park.
Yeah, sorry, whatever it's called. But you have to pay in. And it was like,
£5.
Yeah, or it was like £7 or something.
No, it's
like
only
that.
£5.
I don't know. Okay, I don't know why we had like £7 each one. And he's like, I'm not fucking paying that. And I was like, what? So we just drove.
It was just £5 for the car.
And he was like, no, I'm not paying that. And we drove home.
What?
I know.
Oh my God, Ness, you missed it. It was honestly like, it was like a little magic forest.
Bananas.
It was gorgeous. David, you weirdo.
He's so weird. And whenever I used to want to bring a bag to the cinema, I used to really bother him as well.
A bag?
Like a handbag. Like when we'd be going out, like when we'd be dating or whatever, and I'd like go to the cinema and he's like, do you need to bring your handbag? And I'd be like, yeah. And he's like, why? And I was like, why do you have an issue with this?
Yeah.
But anything else in life, he's like, yeah, cool, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Jamie has weird quirks like that as well. Certain foods and all, like he'll get a bit funny and I'm like, you're fucking grand.
Yeah, it's so weird.
Or like he'll go anal on something, yeah. Like the bed, like making the bed, and he'd be like, you didn't make the bed properly today. I'm like, you don't fucking pick your boxers off the fucking bathroom floor.
Sweetheart.
Honey. Like, yeah, man, just, do you have any weird quirks?
I am a walking you weird actually are a quirk. Walk. Are you joking?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think I've many. Who knows though? But sorry, back to Countdown. Very good. Amusements, flawless. Robbed. Otherwise, great trip. Good time. Me and Francis got bananas on the first night.
Good.
Lolling. He had like this, what is it called? You know those things that you can erase? It's like a pen. It's not a pen. It actually works by magnets, I think. It's like a magnet pen.
Like and an then Etch-a-Sketch?
Is it like an Etch-a-Sketch?
But they're like for kids.
Yeah, so it was one of those.
Okay.
And we were playing Who Am I?
That?
He was just like, I just brought it down because I think, because he knows I love games.
Yeah.
Honestly, we played it for hours. I couldn't get Elton John. He couldn't guess Simon Harris. You know, like he guessed the person.
It's actually, that's a great game.
It's so good. It really gets you thinking.
You did it before and I couldn't accept that I wasn't Una Healy.
Yeah, what were you?
I don't know, but you were like, no, like you're not Una Healy. And like, she wasn't up to much at the time. I don't know why she came into my mind. Like,
I know, but sometimes when you're set on something in those games, you're like, who else could it be?
I was like, they're wrong, I am Una Healy.
Yeah.
I realised Valentine's Day isn't a huge thing in me and David's relationship, right?
Yeah, we know.
You know what is?
What?
Pancake Tuesday.
We didn't celebrate it this year.
We've never missed Pancake Tuesday.
We forgot it was on.
Well,
what did you do with your pancakes?
David makes them like full on. We were in work. We were like, okay, for lunch,
thick,
this is what we're doing.
Thin. What are we doing?
Thick. And he makes them. He makes kind of healthy ones. It's actually really nice.
I know. I don't like pancakes at all. Don't like donuts. Don't like anything. Well, don't like waffles.
Could you hold your wretches when I'm trying to tell you about my Dave love?
Apologies, work away.
The move
don't tell off. Me. Don't tell me you do like lemon and sugar or something.
No, I don't. But that's okay if people do, because you know what that is, Niamh?
What?
It's called a classic, sweetheart, okay?
Classic. I'm not a pancake lover.
I like to just do like Nutella, strawberries.
Oh yeah, that's okay.
Maple syrup.
Yeah.
Like nothing, like some people do be putting like cookie dough on them and everything, like crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed little moment. I rate the ingenuity, but.
Your thoughts, well, as we're talking about Pancake Tuesday, your thoughts on Lent? Like two of my friends do it.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, and they go to mass.
Who?
My friend Laura, I'll shout her out because she goes to mass.
She goes to mass every week?
Not every week, but she tries to go.
Fair play.
Matt, I just think she's off the walls. She does Lent properly every year.
Yeah, but sweet, she is...
Sweets, chocolate, fizzy
she's
drinks. She works in HR, you can tell.
No, her body, like she has so much discipline. You can just tell she's disciplined.
Yeah, she's always been disciplined. Like we're like 2 days apart technically and we're very alike in our ways. Which, like, couldn't be fucking doing Lent. You couldn't put me in a church.
I've never completed Lent. Never.
I can't remember the last time Lent even came into my, like, stratosphere. Like, I don't... Lent... I just know Lent from Laura. Otherwise, I don't see it. Alive, alive, oh, and all. No.
Even when I was in primary school, I was like, oh, can't be asked, girls. Can't be asked at Lent. And I went to Catholic school.
Yeah, so did I. I went to an all girls Catholic school.
I do love the drama of getting your ashes done. Like the anything little... to get out of school, out of class. Like I'd be like, I have to get my ashes done.
The little egg.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a cross.
Cross. That shows you how holy I am. Sorry for any of the religious people listening.
I actually had major FOMO, and it hasn't gone away.
Why?
From the Sabrina Carpenter gig. Like, do you know what, right? I love a gig. I think there is nothing you could spend your money better on.
I know. Her production looked amazing.
Yeah. Like, it was a full-on experience.
Show. Yeah, I know. I was raised...
She's real sexy, isn't she?
I think she's fabulous. I think she's funny. I think she's short and sweet. LOL. I just think she's a lovely... And she's worked so hard. Lovely. Like, if you go onto Spotify, she has actually so many albums before this. I just don't think she caught a break, and now she has. And I just feel like she deserves it. And I feel like she's very humble. I just love her.
She's like huge. I feel like she could nearly go and be like Taylor Swift level.
One thing. She is going to be Taylor Swift.
You know
level.
Who her aunt is?
No.
Nancy Cartwright. Do you know who that is?
No.
Does the voice of Bart Simpson.
Wow.
I know.
What a talented family.
I know.
That's an interesting voice to do.
I know.
As a woman.
I know.
Wow.
Telling you.
Yeah, no, I love it. We need to actually tell the people how many times we've been told this. I'm Sabrina Carpenter and you're Charlie XCX. Yeah,
I know. It's literally like Black Cat, Golden Retriever.
Yeah, it's like the two of us. You're like serious and I'm like smiley and it's like Charlie and Sabrina.
I know.
We should dress up as that for Halloween for the pod, go into full.
Just go as ourselves then.
No, I'll get dressed up and wear my hair like all pretty like Sabrina. You got real dark and serious. Actually, like all you need to do nothing, just put on a pair of sunglasses, maybe.
I know, and like put on an English accent.
But speaking of music, the Glastonbury lineup, what do you think?
Okay, so I am very of the mind frame that like the lineup at Glastonbury is a bonus because you're going to have an amazing time.
Yeah.
Either way. Agreed. I will say...
I know what you're
saying. Didn't love it.
No, same.
Very, a bit flat. Bit flat. Very indie.
Very indie. And
Biffy Clyro, are you joking? Like, what year is it?
I know.
What are they?
They do bring all those people in. Like, they
Biffy.
Glastonbury is for all genres, really. Like, you always see every age group. You know, like, Electric Picnic's very young, so they have all... Or, like, totally not in the same league, but, like, Longitude, like, it's always...
No, you know, but I always think that Glastonbury is, like... all across the board has something for everyone.
But it does though. They've Charlie XCX, they've Ray, they've Doshi, they've The Prodigy, they've like Nile Rodgers.
That man.
Loyal Carner. I actually saw him when I went snowbombing. He was so good. They've Gracie Adams, which is, she's going to be even more. But say by the time.
The Prodigy to me.
I'm a five-star.
So daughter. Scary. Oh my God.
Yeah, I
would hate to see them.
Yeah, yeah. But I know what you mean. Like, Noel, is it Cahan and.
No, Noah. No.
Sorry, reading off the page.
Here. Alanis Morissette would be amazing.
Yes.
She'll be really good.
I think Doshi, is that how you spell her name? She has to be, I wouldn't be a huge crazy fan of rap. Like, I like it. I don't have a total growl for it. But I would listen to Doshi now all the time. I think her voice is so smooth. Like everything is just like...
It's nearly like poetry,
yeah, it's like so flowy.
Yeah.
I watched her live on a couple of things. Well, didn't actually watch her live, but watched a live.
She did that tiny desk thing.
Oh.
But everybody's good on that.
Yeah, well, she was just fabulous. So hopefully I'm going to get tickets to Glastonbury.
You are going. You are.
I am going. Everyone listen, manifest it for me. I am going. Niamh Cullen is going to Glastonbury. And I can't wait. I hope.
You're... No, you're... I know it. I know.
Yeah.
You're going to go.
Now, the thing is, I've actually seen a lot of those acts. Like, we're going to see Charlie together.
Charlie.
Saw Ray last year. So, look, I've actually seen a lot of them. But as you said, you're kind of going for
it's
bucket
the side
list.
Quest.
It's the bucket list.
And I'm sorry, I know Rod Stewart apparently got a lot of like pushback that he was doing. They were like, oh, like he will be incredible.
So he has so many
he
songs.
He will blow the jocks off you.
Now, I am really looking forward, if I do go, which I am, guys, at 1975.
Oh, no.
I love their old stuff. So I remember they played at EP a couple of years ago, probably 2019 when I think about it now. I was like, I need to go see 1975. And they played a lot of their new stuff. And I was like, ugh. I was like, I know you
push
the new stuff, but I hope now that they're playing the likes of Glastonbury that they'll do like a whole, you know, reeling
like,
in their
song,
ears
Chocolate.
Vibe. Yeah.
I hate that song.
I don't mind. It's not one of my faves. Too good to something. Let me look it up.
I like Somebody Else.
Or The Sound. That's a classic.
No, I don't know that. And you
oh,
know,
you would. Can I sing it for you?
Yeah, please.
And you know you're gonna down the hall.
I fucking hate that song.
Oh, fuck off.
It's real like music for like a clothes catalogue or something. It reminds me of like Spring Summer on Oxendale.
Reminds me of like a little like montage, you know? Where like.
And you know Charlie XCX's fella is in that.
Yeah, he's the drummer, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah. George.
George.
Well, we've great news. The fortune teller got back to me.
Oh, girls, Jay Goff. Is that his name? No.
Joe.
No. I'll start with me pronouncing people's names. I'm very sorry.
Noel Kahn.
No. Renice Witherspoon.
Renice.
Oh, classic. Oh, two time. That's a great one. Listen to that one. I'll play it for you after. Anyway.
The Felusas. Sorry.
Okay, whatever.
They're for Christians. I feel like they'd play
for
it like
Christians.
Yeah. I feel like they'd play it like anyway.
I need people who supported me in my vest to come support me about the 1975.
All three of you.
Sorry. The lol that we got on that, the poll, I lost by a significant amount. Well, by 30%.
No, did you not lose by 60?
No, because I got 30, so 30 and 30, 60, so just 30%, no?
Well, I'm bad at maths. I'm not going to challenge you.
I can't believe I got that right. Our producer's nodding the head. Usually she's nodding the head at me being like, no need.
She's like, sure, why not? It's late in the evening.
But we're all here for the bests.
Well.
Well, some of us are here for the bests.
I've learned a lot about you today that you are a big 1975 fan.
No, I'm not a huge fan, well, but I like the music.
Do you be listening to them now, getting pumped for your half marathon?
Oh, the half marathon's coming up. Coming up very quickly. Do I listen to them? Yeah, I throw them on the odd time. It depends. Fred again gets me through my runs.
Do you listen to podcasts or is it only music?
Only music.
How long is a half marathon actually?
21 and a half kilometres.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Should be good. Frank is doing it with me now, yeah. So that'd be good fun. But yeah, 1975, like the odd one. They're not very running songs. They're more like getting ready or like Saturday morning vibes, cooking brunch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For me and Lulu.
Yeah.
My husband. Okay. Throw that on. Now, for the half marathon training, now Fred again and like, techno, you know, really getting you pound those pavements.
Yeah, and staying away from barks of trees.
Why barks of trees?
You fell last year.
Oh my God, that wasn't a bark of a tree. That was a tree that was pulled out of the ground and wasn't felled correctly.
Sorry,
by the Dublin City County Council or whatever it's called. Fingal. Oh. Hello, listening.
Lame girl.
No, couldn't claim. But no, half marathon's actually going good. The training, I've going to do a 15K. It's on my schedule. Is anyone keep getting fucking ads for a runner?
Not remotely.
No. I keep getting bumped. That's why I don't know whether to sign up or not. It's like this runner app. Runner. But I have Strava. It's called Runner. But like loads of people are posting about it. I'm like, oh.
I keep getting ads for Gwen Stefani saying prayers. Is anyone else getting that?
What?
They're like, hey, do you want to be closer to the Lord? And I'm like.
Is that Gwen Stefani saying that?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And Dennis Quaid.
What?
No, I didn't get Dennis Quaid, but James Cobb got Dennis Quaid, but I've been getting Gwen.
Oh no, I'm not. See, I'm nowhere near religious.
They must know I'm getting married in a church.
Oh, they sent you out, yeah. But yeah, I'm a bit nervous for the half marathon now.
What's the longest run you've done
since
ever?
Oh no, half marathon did it in New York.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, you'd be fine.
Yeah, no, I know. But I'm just like, I don't know, I'm just like nervous or something.
Yeah, well, like it's a bit, like I'm like, oh, you'd be fine, like lol, me.
Yeah.
But so.
Are you all going to come and support
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I'm also doing that battle cancer thing in Simmons Court.
What
in 2 weeks.
That?
Will you come support me at that too?
Yeah, of course, my love. What is
Saturday
that?
22nd.
All right, let me put that on Twitter. What is it?
Pod Queens, join as well if you wish. Yeah. That is on Saturday 22nd, battle cancer. It's like a high Roxy vibe event.
What time is it on at?
I think 2:30. And then 2 weeks later or a week later, ooh, I have the half marathon.
Well, if you're going to, like, if you're at, like, the 15K run mark now, like, you'd be grand.
Yeah. I just want to do one 18K and then I'll just do little, like, 5Ks.
Oh, so you won't try run a 21K?
No, they say never to try run. Like, they even say when you're training for a marathon, you should never do a full.
Why?
Well, they just say the adrenaline on the day will get you on. Like, for an example, they say adrenaline, like, you could push for 6 to 5K on adrenaline.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So that's
and, like, running
that's
around Dublin is so nice. Like, and, like, we'll all be there.
I feel like there's going to be a few uphills. And if you've ever ran on, like, the Clontarf seafront.
Yeah.
When you're running back, whatever way, the hot wind it's called, yeah. It hits you. So when we're on our last leg, pretty much the wind is going to be hitting us. But
so what's the route?
So the route is that we start at the spire and then we go up and around the north side and then we come up by, I know, so we start at the spire and we go north and then where we come back around, I think we come down Howth Road and then we've come out onto the seafront and then we go straight down North Strand and we actually kind of run by my house and then we finish on Samuel Beckett Bridge.
Good.
Yeah, so I hope yous are all there with your fucking banners.
Yeah, you've made that known.
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
Whatever about Mother's Day, you're not a mother. I want you standing on that bridge.
Neither are you, sweetie.
That's what I mean. So yeah. Would you ever do a half marathon though?
No. And like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
No, I know.
Like, as in...
Sure, I'm like eating my words. My mom's like, I'm not running again.
I really admire people who do, and I kind of wish I loved running because like it's so cheap. Just fucking walk out the door and you're gone.
I find it very boring.
But like I don't enjoy it. I hate it. It's so boring. Like I love going to the gym, but like yeah. Run, I just don't get anything out of it.
Oh, you know what podcast I do listen to on a Monday when I'm running? Us.
Yeah. Finally.
I haven't listened to it on both streams though. I need to get into that.
Yeah.
Ness is like every stream counts.
Yeah, I thought, you know, like we're on our fourth season now. There's only so much you can listen. There's only so much you can listen to your own voice. I was like, oh, we're fine now.
I always listen to myself back and like sometimes you panic, like, oh fuck, should I say that? But we never get complaints, do we, Siobhan? No complaints here.
What? No, we don't say anything bad.
Ness does be up the walls when she thinks she says something. She's like, I'm going to get trolled again.
Yeah. Well, I'm not online, sweetie.
So. I know.
Did you read Jacqueline Wilson books when you were younger?
I didn't like read them, but I knew of them. I couldn't read, babes. Oh, it's dyslexic. Okay,
yeah. I was like,
needed to watch
a
stuff.
Huge Jacqueline Wilson.
You were?
Like, huge. I was like a big bookworm when I was a kid. I know.
How the tables have turned.
I know. Like I
now read. You read. Have Maeve Binchy.
No.
We won't talk about her anymore.
No.
No, anyway, go on. Sorry.
I used to read all of them and like, they were kind of like trauma heavy. Now, when I look back, I saw this, obviously this TikTok, and it was like maturing is like looking back and being like, what the fuck was wrong with Jacqueline Wilson? Like,
no way.
Yeah, like there was like one illustrated mom. I remember reading that one. It actually really stuck with me because I was young, but the mom had like bipolar disorder. It was like really like.
What?
Yeah. And she like painted herself, covered herself in white. And everything. Like, it was a bit heavy. Then there was another one about, like, one called Dustbin Baby, where it's like a baby was left in a bin. This other one that I read, The Girl's Friend.
How is that a children's book?
But then in the other flip side is that I suppose it was, like, letting kids know about the realities of the world as well.
And in a, like, softer kind of...
Yeah. My reason for bringing all this up is for anyone who did listen to or read Jacqueline Wilson, she's bringing out a adult sequel to, oh my God, to The Illustrated Mum.
Oh.
Oh girl, this might be my toe back into reading.
Oh wow. Well, I feel like for me and for the listeners' sake, you need to read the book and then let us know.
Yeah.
Because you obviously read the children's book and now you're going to read the adult book.
Yeah, it was a mad read. I remember always reading it and feeling real like, ooh. But like, ooh. Actually, I think I listened to a podcast with Dearon Garrahy on it and she... was speaking about this as well, that like
The Illustrated Mum.
Yeah. Read this when she was a kid as well, and it made her feel scared, but she didn't know. It was her first time, like, because she'd come from a safe home, but you know what I mean? Like, she didn't have to deal with that sort of stuff. Yeah. And it was her first exposure to something like that, and it made her feel unsettled as a child. And I remember kind of feeling that way as well, because it was like big emotions, even though it was a kid's book, but I was young. So I didn't it was like, oh God, I don't really know what was going on for me there. So I remember feeling like that as well.
Wow.
So.
The impact.
Yeah.
I've never gotten complaints. Was it like that heavy?
No, she was a really like.
It was really.
It's prolific. I don't know. Sometimes prolific means like a negative thing, but like she was damned. I actually know a girl, we used to be friends when we were kids, and she won a writing competition and got to meet Jacqueline Wilson, which basically was like meeting Beyonce at one point.
Yeah, fair.
Jesus, Jacqueline Wilson really didn't impact my life. I didn't really realise.
I can't wait for you to read this book now.
Yeah, so it's called, what the fuck is it called? Picture Imperfect. An adult sequel to the 1999 children's book, The Illustrated Mum, which followed Dolphin and Star, who spent the childhood dealing with their mother Marigold's bipolar disorder. So it's been pretty much everywhere this week, the whole Danny Jones and Maura Higgins.
I've seen. No, I haven't fully seen the kissing video, has it?
I watched it. So for anybody who hasn't seen it, or doesn't know about it.
Okay, like, set me the scene, yeah. The details, who haven't
so
seen it.
So, just going to give a little backstory. Obviously, Danny Jones used to be a McFly, or still yeah. a McFly. I don't know if McFly's still going. He was in this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, and he won it.
Yeah, he was with Moore in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, Moore Higgins yeah, yeah. was in it. Obviously, everyone knows Moore Higgins. She was in Love Island.
Fanny Flood is.
Yeah, so... Curtis.
Curtis.
Curtis. I just love the way she said that.
Yeah.
So they were at the Brits together, like the whole...
cast, pretty
much. I don't know if it was the whole cast, but yeah, like a lot of them. And then a video came out... of what appeared to be the two of them kissing.
Okay.
So I watched the video, okay? And at the start, I was like, I know, that's a peck on the cheek. And then a second one happens, but then it is a kiss. Like, it's a lingering kiss on the lips.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. What I would class as a lingering kiss on the lips. And then...
for how many seconds? So I'm going to go kiss Mike now, okay. right? On the lips, right? Okay.
Done.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was a second or two longer than it should have
been. I think, well, that's my counter of it. And it was kind of like a linger, kind of like a, you know, kind of like a smooch and you kind of move a little bit, do you know?
Oh.
Yeah.
So I...
and there's been radio silence since from nothing online from Moira. Nothing online from Moira, from Danny, and his wife... has a podcast, and she was supposed to go to this event to do a live Q&A, and she's cancelled it.
Oh,
I know.
Now, I will say, I'm just seeing so much about Moore on TikTok, and it's kind of annoying me.
Totally.
Why are we not giving out about Danny Jones?
100%.
Why is it always the woman that's playing? Yes, I know, Moore was a part of it. I get it.
Moore doesn't have a wife.
Moore single, and I know, like, girl called, well, whatever. And I like, but I don't think Maura is the actual really bad person. It's like Danny, and I just feel like Maura's getting slated. Don't get me wrong, he's a married man, and I would, if Maura kissed fucking Jamie, I tell you something, I'd be running down to Mullingar.
There'd be no
the family
flutters.
To like, where does she live, or where is she from? Mullingar, I think she's from Mullingar.
Yeah,
no, Longford. She's from Longford.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So I was, when I heard all about it, I was actually, our group chats were obviously all popping off because we obviously would be like a Maura Higgins stan, which I still am, and I would hope to hear more of a statement. It's yet to come out. Will they do statements? I'm not sure. And I was thinking, like, what would I do in that situation? Because I'm obviously married now.
Yeah.
And things are different when you're married. Like, you're locked in.
Especially with a kid as well.
They have a kid yeah. too. Like, there's a lot on. And I was saying to myself, it was drunk. I'd have to have a big chat with him now, right? I'd be like, if it was drunk... I'd go through his phone just to be sure of all angles that everything was clear. And I'd probably ring her as well. I'd probably ring her first. Be like, talk to me. What's happened? I'd take his phone away and I'd make sure that they wouldn't be in contact. I'd be like, you need to tell me everything. Then I'd talk to him, make sure the stories have lined up. Be like, yeah. I'd be CSI on this now.
Oh, absolutely.
Dissecting it. Criminal Minds, who? Niamh Cullen's yeah. in here. Hello. Investigating.
Watch out.
Call her. Talk to him. And then I do a little, okay, what do I think of this myself? I'd get the information, ring my friends, being like, we need to go for a chat. The whole 12 years would be in my house. He'd be kicked out. We talk about it. Then I get him back in and I make a decision.
Okay. It's like the X Factor.
Yeah. I'd need like, because I would be going with emotion. I love him, I don't want to leave him. But like, if it was a drunk kiss and it was silly and it was like, fuck, we were both locked. I don't even know why we did that. I'm so sorry. I've like, Maura is like, I'd never do that to you. Maura is just a friend. It was just, we were just bantering and it just was stupid. I'd be like, okay.
Really?
Yeah.
No, for me, good night, God bless.
Just over that kiss?
Good night, God bless.
No, I don't think I would. I've been cheated on before, so I just think I could be in that realm of like, oh, forgive and forget.
Yeah, like, I just know the type of person that I am, and I just wouldn't hold David in the regard that I have. So it would just change everything for me, and I just wouldn't look at him the same.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, fuck you, because now I have to carry all this baggage that I didn't have before because of your actions. So, like,
now
I have trust issues. Now I'm...
right.
Where are you going? Who are you? You know what I mean? And I just, I'm like, I wasn't like that. And like, fuck you forever. The girl, I'm like, you, special place in hell for people messing with married men. I'm sorry. Now, my issue is going to be with my husband and I'm going to deal with my husband. But special place in hell for smooching a married man. Fuck off. No, and at the Brits, are you well?
I know.
Like, the most photographed.
See, I haven't seen the video. I probably should watch it and maybe... Was she, like, involved or was it him that leaned in?
No,
or?
They both kissed. A kiss is a kiss. They both kissed.
Yeah.
She's out of the equation for me because I'm like, right, you're an aegis.
Yeah, wait, go on.
You're not married. You're not my husband. You don't owe me anything.
Mm.
You're not a girl's girl in my eyes. But my issue would be...
Yeah.
With...
I know. Everyone's different in those situations.
I know when a child is in the mix.
Yeah.
It's completely... It's,
no, I just have... I don't have a child, but I would
No,
still,
but they... I know...
I would explore all options before I was actually taking the leave to leave well, my husband, I think.
Yeah. I'm the opposite.
You'd be gone.
Yeah. Because okay. For me, like...
Yeah, that's it's a personal thing.
I'd just be like, this isn't going to be enjoyable for either of us now.
Yeah, because, so I might as well leave.
Because I would just have so much resentment. Like, I just know the type of person I am.
Could you go to, like, couples therapy, figure out a plan?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I
mean, if Jamie had slept with someone and had, like, actual sex out the gap,
yeah, no.
I wouldn't stand for
no,
that.
No, no.
A drunken kid, like, silly, I don't know.
I just feel
but like
really, like, I just have this thing, you know what I'm like. If
sorry, Jamie, if you're listening to this and you dare kiss anyone, I swear
you're
to
dead.
God, you're fucking dead.
You're finished.
Go on.
I just have this thing about being disrespected. Like, somebody close to me that I hold in heart shows me a disrespect, like, forget it.
I know.
I just find it really hard to come back from because, like, I'll, like, pour my all into somebody that I'm really close with and, like, I know I'll hold myself to standards, so I'd expect the same from you. And then if you don't give me what I'm getting, then, like, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I know.
So I just don't think...
It would work.
No.
Have you ever been cheated on?
No, not to my knowledge.
I kind of have twice, so you think I'd be in your shoes. Now, two of the relationships didn't last and... Thankfully.
They did you a favour.
Well, one was like stupid young. I think we were like fucking 15 or something, whatever.
Yeah.
But one, when I was in my other relationship, I stayed hoping that it would like work out. But then like it just didn't. And sometimes, but that relationship was never going to fucking work anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I actually, I think it's really strong sometimes for people that can stay and work through that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying like, oh, you're weak. Like, it's hard.
No, it's so
it's
different.
It's harder sometimes to stay in something like that. And like, people are flawed humans. You know what I mean? And people do make mistakes and everything. But I'm a Scorpio scorned. So I just know the type of person I am.
I can't wait to watch the video now properly.
Yeah.
So they're yet to come out with statements. I just hope the poor wife is okay. Whatever about Maura, but like, shame on Danny Jones.
100%.
Like, king of the jungle, you're the people's princess at the moment in the from a UK standpoint. Yeah. Like, everyone loves you.
Yeah.
And you've just...
Do you not think you'd be like, okay, right, so you've kissed a celebrity at the Brits, which is like basically the UK equivalent of like the Grammys, right?
Yeah.
There's paps everywhere. You've won King of the Jungle. You're having your moment. If you're going to do that there,
what the fuck have you been doing
in the privacy of...
But that's what I mean. I go CSI on the whole shit. I wouldn't just straight away, I wouldn't be like, without conversing and having a conversation, I wouldn't say, we're done. I would definitely... figure it out and then make a decision.
One of my friends, we were talking about this before, about what we do if we found out our partners were cheating, and I was like, I'd be like, fuck him, gone, done, never speak to him again. And she was like, oh no, she was like, oh, I'd be sticking around. And she's like, and I'd be little by little ruining his life. And then she's like, and then when the time was right,
I'd leave.
She's like, I'd start ferrying money here, and she's like, I dip his phone in water a little bit every night just to drive him a little bit crazy so that he wouldn't know it's fully broke, but it would start to shut down. She's like doing all these really calculated, sinister things.
God.
And I was actually like, oh, you're freaking me out.
Jesus.
I'll tell you who it was after.
I have a feeling who it is. But like, listeners, if you've been cheated on and it's worked out, let us know.
Yeah, it's a complicated thing.
Because I look at like Abby Clancy and Peter Crouch, like he cheated on her and they look like the happiest they've ever been.
Yeah.
Do you know? They worked it through their stuff.
Didn't he cheat on her at like his stag?
Was it a stag?
Like, honestly, are you fucking joking me? Yeah, like, you're halfway up the aisle.
God.
They
don't have emotional intelligence.
I don't buy that. That doesn't wash at me.
It does.
It doesn't wash at me.
Have you read the book women are from Venus, men are from Mars.
No, I believe that. But also they use, try to use that as like, oh, it's not. No, you're a functioning adult.
No, they are a functioning adult, but like they don't think the way we think. I feel like men are dumb and they're all similar with their ways.
No, I don't accept that. With
I'm
with
not talking stuff. About cheating now, but I'm talking okay. about like general day to like.
No, day to day, yeah, men yeah. are, no. But like when it comes, they try and dicky that line up when it suits them to be like, yeah, but it's, I'm a man, I'm just a stupid boy. No.
Oh no, Jamie would never say, I've never heard anyone say that.
Lad banter, it was lad banter. Like okay. they use that for everything.
All right, okay. Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
No.
Oh yeah. Either works out
the
or
lad
doesn't.
Banter free zone over here.
lads. Nothing although funny. Niall Cullen yeah, Vanessa has nicknamed me because when I talk about sport, which I kind of love the name because I feel like it's a bit my alter ego in the sport.
Yeah, I was thinking of making you a poster for the half iron saying go on Niall, but I don't know if it'd stick out for you.
It would. I'd love Niall. Yup, Niall Nolan.
Yup, Niall. Yeah, okay, right. Not very crafty. I'll have to outsource someone to do yeah. it.
Moonpig.com.
Yeah. But yeah, let us know, listeners, what you think of that. What's your stance? Are you?
Yeah, I do. I'd love to know. Because we're both different in our stances.
Yeah.
Like the way yeah. usually we are.
Yeah. Nothing new there.
Nothing new there.
Choose your fighter, girls. Me or Niamh?
No, it's not a competition. But do tell us. I'm actually so interested because I'm very open to hearing people's opinions on it. Because I have one opinion, you have another. And I'd like to see what the general consensus is.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, for this week's Chronically Offline.
I'm looking forward to this because I haven't been chronically online at all. Like, so, like, okay. I haven't even this seen the kiss. So I'm interested now in all this. What's been going on?
What other goods I have for you,
yeah.
good people? Okay, let's get into it. Welcome back. I want to talk about Meghan Markle.
Oh.
Or, as she corrected someone on Netflix, Meghan Sussex.
Excuse me, what?
Okay.
Is that what she goes by now?
So... She has.
Sussex, I thought they lost their title.
Yeah, listen, we're going to get into it. She's a clown. Sorry. And I wanted to like her. I wanted to like her. I did like her at the start and I thought she got a bad rap. And she did yeah. get a bad rap from the British press. But then also like it's the perfect storm because she's a couple of things.
Yeah.
She's a melt among other words that I could call her. I do think like the press were really... hard on her at the start. Like anything she did, they tore to pieces. But if Kate did it, it was fine. Like I'll never forget like the bouquet she had. It was like killer bouquet. Markle chooses could have killed Flower Girl because she had an allergy. And then Catherine or Kate did it, and they were like stunning nod to her royal predecessors. Like it's, you know what I mean.
I know that there was uproar over her dress and her hair.
Yeah, all that shite. Like they gave her an awful time. But anyway, they are really. Trying to like constantly reinvent her image now, I think, whoever her people are, okay?
Yeah.
So her latest thing now is her Netflix show. Okay. I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called like You're Invited or something, right?
Oh.
So basically it's like 6 episodes of Meghan Markle, Sussex, and she has different friends call over and it basically feels to me that they're trying to make her be like a new age Martha Stewart.
Oh my God, she's totally robbed that from Lisa Vanderpump. You've served, it's called. She has people over and they do, and she hosts basically.
So I've just pulled up what it actually is. You're Invited. Everything to know about With Love, Meghan. I don't even know what it's called. It says You're Invited. Everything to know about With Love, Meghan. So I don't know if it's called You're Invited or With Love, Meghan.
Okay.
Okay. So it's produced by Meghan. It blends practical how-tos and candid conversations with friends, new and old. So she shares personal tips and tricks and highlights how easy it is to create beauty even in the unexpected. Yawn. Boring. Okay. Her and her guests roll up their sleeves in the kitchen, the garden and beyond and invite you to do the same. Okay. So it just feels so manufactured, so inauthentic, so fake. Okay. I'm sorry. It does.
Tell us how you really feel.
Like she's like... You know, I always want to make sure that when my guests come over, like they just have the most beautiful experience from the second they lay their heads down to the moment they wake up. And like she's making this basically bath bomb, homemade salt bath bomb for them. Okay. Doing all this shite.
Bath bomb.
Right.
Make me a cocktail.
I know. Hello, sweetie.
Leave hello. Home.
But anyway, she's pouring all this like. Vomit into like creating this experience like, and then at the end she's like
I really hate you.
so this actually isn't my home, but I'm definitely going to take this home. So it's like, so you don't even do that. Like, you're making all this stuff.
She's not even in her own
no,
home.
No, it's like a set. It's like a prop house.
How would you go away?
Yeah, okay. And then she has one poor victim over who's apparently her friend, right? And she's like, what kind of food did you eat when you were young? And she's Meghan Markle's like, I love Taco Bell and blah, blah, blah. And like her friend is like, you know, it's so funny. Like you, people would never expect Meghan Markle to like eat fast food. And Meghan Markle is like with the coldest eyes and a grinning mouth. Like she doesn't find it remotely funny. She's like, yeah, it's so funny. You keep calling me Meghan Markle when I'm Meghan Sussex. Oh, and like, it's like, she didn't find it remotely funny. It was basically like, bitch, stop calling me that. Like I'm... Meghan Sussex, which doesn't even make sense. I thought it was Mountbatten, if you're actually going to say their second. Like, I'm not a royalist, but isn't Sussex just the area?
No, it's like the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah, but it's not, like, wasn't like the royals, wasn't like, it was like
no, I know, they
William,
don't take that name. They take Mountbatten or something like that. I know, you're
yeah,
right.
Yeah, or like Windsor or something like. So like, wasn't it like Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex? It wasn't Meghan Sussex.
She is the Duchess. Oh, I know. It's Meghan Sussex though.
But this is what she's saying.
I know. Jesus. Give us a break, Meghan.
Will you give us all a break and give yourself a break? Because like, weren't the titles done away with?
She's obviously just, which is sad. She obviously feels pressure that she's had such bad press.
I know.
She's probably just trying to get back in.
It just feels so fake.
Though. It's I know, so, disingenuous.
It's so clinical. I'd love anybody, if anybody has watched it, to let me know if you found it that way as well. Because I know I'm coming from it that I sound like I hate her. I don't. Well, I kind of do, but I didn't at the start. I really didn't.
Yeah, I just like, I've lost interest in her totally, I think. I think ever since, remember Harry did his
Spare.
His documentary.
On Netflix.
I just found her a little bit like how she laughed about, like, I know, like, I'm no way a royalist or whatever. Republican. No, I'm joking. No, but I would be into the royals. I found them fascinating growing up. Like, a princess, Diana, like, loved that. My auntie kind of loved her.
Yeah.
She lived in the UK. So I always loved the whole idea of princesses from like a kid point. Like,
yeah.
But I just felt like when she just like had laughed about kneeling or what's the courtesy, curtsying. Yeah. And she just kind of like laughed about it. And Harry was like kind of looking at her. And I was like, that's kind of not funny because that is the way they do things. And she's the Queen of England.
Do you know, that didn't even bother me because I'm like, okay, well, if you're being yourself, fine. Like, I kind of actually was like, oh, that's a bit of normality, you know what I mean? I know some people are like, oh, she was scoffing at traditions, but like, I wasn't bothered by her in that series at all.
No, I just thought that moment, I was just like, that's his granny. It's a bit disrespectful.
Yeah.
She's the Queen of England. But like,
I don't know, like the media has turned on the both of them now.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, even the, didn't they try to do a podcast and the head guy of Spotify like dropped it? And call them like grifters.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
basically, a grifter is somebody trying to...
A grifter?
Isn't it? Trying to get money, isn't it?
I'm a fucking grifter.
Yeah, I wish we were grifters.
I won't be watching that next episode.
No, you need to watch it.
Okay, I'll watch one episode or two. But I just don't really...
Spotify executive calls Harry and Meghan grifters. After podcast deal ends. So the head of podcast innovation.
But it didn't even start. How can it end if it didn't even start?
So yeah, so the head of podcast innovation at Spotify spoke out after the couple's 20 million deal with the company ended prematurely.
Oh God.
So basically it's like they just want to capitalize on their name. It just seems like they're just like out to make money or something. Yeah. I don't know. It just feels like they're really trying to be these like philanthropists, you know. It's like they're trying to be like Brad and Angelina when they were okay.
Yeah.
So that's my chronically offline.
Interesting. A lot of passion there out of me. So I'm going to go watch when I get back to you on it then.
Yeah, I'd love to know what you think. I had to turn it off then last night. I just had my fill of it, but I am going to go back to it.
Okay.
And like all her mates are like, they're just like licking her ass and it's just nauseating.
They're like paid.
It just feels so like, if that was your actual friends that are calling over to your house, like, wouldn't you have like that natural chemistry because they're your friends?
Yeah, making martinis and getting fun.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to be about alcohol, but it was like so rigid and like they were like, you're so good at this.
Mocktails.
You're so amazing at this. Oh my God, wow. It's just like, oh. And then I just don't know if they're just being American, you know?
Yeah, true.
So I'd love to discuss this as a group next week.
Okay.
You so all have homework.
Everyone, we've homework.
Shayla's, listen up.
We need to go do the homework and we will. We'll be back.
Yeah. That's it. I feel like I screamed at you all enough today.
Yeah, you did.
A lot of lecturing for me. It's hard being
Let us know. I'd love to hear about the cheating thing now. I'd be very interested to hear from people. So do get in touch with us. DM me on Instagram, Niamh Cullen X, or you can email us at unveiled@goaloudnow.com. And yeah, we'll see you next Monday. And don't forget about our bonus episodes on Wednesday. And we love yous. Bye.
This is Unveiled with Niamh Cullen and Nessa Morrissey, a Go Loud original podcast. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.